You know, it's funny. I've been doing this thing lately where I put something out in the universe and then it happens, which I don't believe in that kind of stuff. But I'm one of those people that, like, I'll think of somebody that I haven't heard from or spoken to in years. And suddenly out of the blue, they'll text me. Mm-hmm. Or I'll get an email from them, or, you know, some message in some way. Like, that happens to me a lot. It's the weirdest thing. Like, I could be thinking about you and boom, you've contacted me. I feel like that's my superpower. I can draw people to me.
No, you make cups and drinks with Eye of Newt and Leg of Lamb and
Leg of Lamb
or whatever it is. Yeah, you're half witch anyway. Your mom was a witch. Your grandmother was a witch. And you, in return, are a witch. So that's how that happens.
That's a really crappy superpower. That's my superpower that I can think about. That doesn't help anybody but me. It doesn't help anybody. It doesn't even help me.
Okay, hold on.
There's like nothing to that.
Jennifer Aniston. Oh. See if it works for me. Jennifer Aniston naked. Jennifer Aniston naked. No. See, damn it. I open up my eyes and see you.
Oh, sorry.
Okay,
you know,
so you thought of something.
Because my old superpower used to be, it's not even a superpower, I used to be able to stack a big giant stack of quarters on my elbow and catch it in my hand.
Right.
Like, again, just a good party trick, you know, especially if you're drunk, it's fun to watch. But I don't really have any superpowers that are beneficial, like, to anybody else. I wish I did. Like, I've got friends that have these weird superpowers. They can do, like, I don't know. Like, I have a friend that for some reason, whenever I call him and he's coming over my house, he always happens to be standing in a coffee shop or by a coffee shop. And he's like, oh, can I bring anything? I'm like, oh, I'd love a cup of coffee. Oh, I'm standing right in front of, and it's not Starbucks because those are everywhere. Like, that's not a superpower. Mm-hmm. It's some, like, precious, you know me, I'm a coffee snob, some precious coffee place that nobody's heard of. And that's where he happens to be standing. Like, that's his coffee, bringing me the right coffee is his superpower.
That's a good superpower. That's almost, right. That's right up there with flying, I think.
Yeah. For me, it is because coffee makes me
flying, finding the right coffee. Okay. So you have the superpower thinking of somebody and it happens.
Yeah, that's my whole story. That's it. I have nothing else to that. I mean,
so you
I
didn't
wish I
think
could...
of somebody and somebody called? Why'd you even bring it up?
Well, I brought up to tell you that I was thinking about our agent because we haven't heard from her in a little while. And I was literally thinking about her today. I was thinking, is it corny if I send her a message like, hey, wishing you a really happy Thanksgiving? I feel like that's a lame excuse to reach out to somebody for a business. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're working with a client, it's kind of lame to be like, you know, hey, client who I keep bothering and haven't heard from, happy Thanksgiving. You know, it just reeks of desperation. It reeks of, I don't know, like, hi, here I am, you know? So I never do stuff like that, but I was thinking about her and sure enough, she sent me an email today about you and me.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, what I think about when it comes to things like that, should I bug somebody too much? You know, because there's a fine line, I think, where you can bug somebody too much and you can't bug them enough. You know, you have to stay in their mind. There's a great video of a guy that went to India, and you know, the shops in India, it's the big markets and all that. So he's walking down the shops and here comes this little guy, and this little guy's trying to sell him widgets. I don't know what the little guy's trying to sell him, but the whole time he's like, no, I don't need any widgets. Go away, little man. So he keeps walking and he walks to another town. The little guy keeps following him. Mm-hmm. And keeps asking him every 5 minutes, you want to buy trinkets? He's like, no, I told you I don't. And the dude is relentless. So he ended up buying trinkets because the guy wouldn't leave him alone. So I take that as a sales thing. I'm going to bug the crap out of you until you do what I want you to do.
I thought you were going to tell me, like, and then he, because it's India, then he went to this, like, weird place where you couldn't get in unless you had a widget. And he was like, wow, I didn't think I needed a widget. Now I thought there was, like, some moral to this story.
No, for 3 hours, the little guy followed him. And he kept looking at him going, I don't want to buy a widget. And the little guy wouldn't give up. He didn't know what no meant.
This is like my dating history.
Yeah.
This is how I get, you know, you wonder how I got so many men. It wasn't like I was hot or I had a reputation that was positive or anything. I just bothered men enough where they'd be like, oh, fine, I'll sleep with you. Like, just... If I do it, will you leave me alone?
Right. So you cannot bug somebody enough. If you want them to do something, you should wake up at 8 o'clock, send them a message saying, good morning, what's on the docket today?
Right.
I think if you want somebody to do something, you've got to be
British.
That little...
If I'm going to say docket it, they better be British.
You have to learn to be that little guy in India that doesn't give up. That guy did not give up, and guess what? He got paid at the end.
Right. He sold his trinkets.
He sold his trinkets. So you got to be always think of that little guy that doesn't give up.
Be that little guy. Well, I'm telling you, that was me in my 20s. I was that little guy showing up. Here's my address. Will you come over? Do you want to come over?
But it was John Stamos you're going after. He's like, leave me alone. But if you bug him enough, you're going to get him in the end. He's going to buy your trinket.